RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, each and every one of you. The field of genetics has come so far in the past 10 years. We can now understand our genetic building blocks and our risks of cancer and other serious illnesses in ways that weren't possible before. However, knowing that you have a specific genetic marker or indicator does not mean that your health has to follow a predestined path. We have more power over our genetics than many of us realize. And my guest today, Dr. Gabby, is a DNA dentist and a preventative health advocate who provides nutrition and lifestyle advice. Dr. Gabby is here to help us understand how changing our lifestyles and making positive choices gives us the potential to change the course of our lives, regardless of what our genetics may tell us. Dr. Gabby, this is so fascinating. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me.
So how can we take the first steps today to understand how we can prevent, you know, certain ailments and build a healthier life?
I think, you know, it's important to understand what is preventative medicine, preventative healthcare first.
Yes,
and,
first.
You know, when I explain to people, it's really what it is it consists of measures taken for disease prevention as opposed to disease treatment. You know, mm-hmm. we're so used to, a lot of us are motivated by pain. And I see that a lot in my
totally.
Patient population. You know, it's people only come in for treatment when they're in pain, no matter how many times I explain the importance of preventative care. But just as health encompasses a variety of physical and mental states, so do disease and disability, which are affected by environmental factors, genetic predispositions, and even lifestyle choices. So it's health and disease are dynamic processes which begin before individuals realize that they're actually affected. So disease prevention really relies on anticipatory action, you know.
Yes. And why is it you think, I mean, I know I deal with this with my clients all the time, people that are just trying to get their lives together, but why is it that people want to wait until it's almost too late, until they are in pain or until something is going wrong, instead of, you know, learning how to prevent certain things from happening? What is that fear of facing the truth?
You know what? I don't know if it's a fear, and it's a great question. I really think it's just the model that we have, the medical model we have today. Is that, you know, we're motivated by pain. And but that's why I've always been motivated by other means. I wanted to prevent. I wanted to live a long and healthy life. And I think it's just changing people's beliefs. You know, I mean, even Bruce Lipton wrote an amazing book called The Biology of Belief, which I recommend everyone to read. It really changes the way we perceive health, prevention and treatment. So I think it's not fear, just that we need to just make a change.
Okay, so we need to make a mental shift, it sounds like. And I guess it starts with our healthcare professionals. But just as you know, as being a dentist, I think one of the most things I hear people procrastinate worked on and getting to a dentist for some reason. It always seems that to be the pattern that I hear people not wanting to confront the fact that they have cavities or they have their wisdom teeth coming in. How do you deal with your patients? You know, how do you encourage them so that they understand that they should come in and do things that are preventative instead of when it's too late?
I do it through education. I love educating. I'm a faculty, and you know, with USC and with UCLA. So it's part of my nature. It's what I love to do. And so I spend a lot of time with my patients, making sure that they have a very thorough understanding of their current state and where they can be, 5-10 years from now. And I do that by doing comprehensive diagnosis and treatment planning. I introduce genetic testing into the arena, and I tell them that disease screening is important. Identifying certain risk factors for disease are important. Discussing tips for a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm personally so passionate about nutrition and fitness that I think I exude that energy, and so they also naturally become interested and want to learn how to live a similar lifestyle, or you know, they, yeah. So that's basically how I do it.
Yeah, you know, you walk the walk for sure. And when people actually do get the genetic testing done, and then let's say an indicator comes back that they do have something that they should probably take a look at, I know that that's part of people's natural fear. I've talked to a lot of people about getting a genetic test done, and they say, well, I don't really want to know if something's wrong, or I don't want to understand that I you know, I'm more prone to get this disease, or I have a risk of breast cancer, or I have a risk of something, which is, you know, obviously sounds ignorant, but at the same time, it's, I think, a reality that most people sometimes think that they don't really want to know. How can we begin to help people today to understand that if they do know, that they can take action, that there is something that they can do, which is not to, you know, make them fear their future?
I think, you know, it's another great question. I mean, I think it's really talking about the fear and acknowledging that it's there, but also, you know, accepting that fact. You're right. Mm-hmm. People are scared of the genetic testing, but you know, the test that we offer is more of like, it's like a wellness test, right? We don't tell you what the diseases you're at risk are. We just tell you what genetic predispositions you have, whether it's to having a certain nutrient deficiency or having a risk of becoming obese. We'll tell you what form of exercise you should be focused on that is, you know, with better potential, things like that. But I also think that now that, you know, the genetic industry is ballooning, people are getting more exposure to it. And so the fear is slowly being, you know, tamed, or it's weaned. And so people will be much more, have it more readily available, and we'll talk about it more. So I think that will also help.
Yeah. I mean, yes, to have an open mind to all of this, I'm sure absolutely helps. So what is it, what inspires you every day to keep on with this work? I mean, what are you seeing that is, what are you seeing that's happening? Of hope is coming up. What do you see? How do you see people's lives changing so that people do understand that you are actually seeing day in and day out this change?
You know, I love personalized medicine. You know, my partner and I, Eliad, you know, we co-founded a company called Calogenics, and because we both shared a common goal, which is personalizing your health. And it's personalizing what you do on a daily basis, you know, and we realize that everyone is not going to be amenable to the same diet or exercise. So that's just not the way life works. And we've seen that with many, many studies. So, with our test, we really believe in individuality, that we're all different, with the way we eat, the way our bodies process food, and overall health is impacted by our genetic makeup. So, I really enjoy helping people just make some changes to their lifestyle and help them kind of like keep moving in the right direction.
I know. I see it myself. And just like I wrote a book called Rewired, I feel like that, you know, for me, everybody has a different path to recovery and sobriety or health, or, you know, I talk about it in a different way, but I really admire the research that you guys are doing and the work that you're doing. And I think that everybody should understand that, you know, not one size fits all. And again, the nature versus nurture, that, you know, what we're born with doesn't determine what kind of quality of life we live. So please tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me in, you know, just on dnadentist.com. We have a clinic in Brentwood, California here. And you can contact us anytime if you have any questions.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, and I know that you also, you're a speaker and you're out and about in the media and all over the place. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you or have you come appear on their show, just to get a hold of you that way, right? DNA Dentist.
Thank you, Erica.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this incredible information with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.